In Washington today, the Bush administration announced sweeping new protections for the nation's steel industry. The U.S. will slap tariffs of up to 30% on steel made in Japan, Russia, China, South Korea, and other major steel-producing countries. The Bush plan is less than the across-the-board 40% tariff the industry wanted, but it's a more dramatic step than many analysts had predicted, and its impact will likely be felt by many U.S. manufacturers and by U.S. allies around the world. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The long-awaited decision came this afternoon at the White House. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick made it official.
This safeguard remedy gives American steel industry some temporary relief from years of import surges and unfair trading practices that have hurt its ability to compete and to prosper. Yet, this safeguard only offers an opportunity that the steel industry and its workers will need to seize. They need to use this breathing space to restructure and to regain competitiveness.
Robert S. Miller, CEO of Bethlehem Steel, says he's glad President Bush went as far as he did.
We wanted something that was clean, simple, 40% 4 years. We got something that was something less than that, but we regard as certainly sufficient to give us the breathing room we need to go through a restructuring process.
The new import barriers will last 3 years, and there will be some holes in them. 5.4 million tons of steel slab will be allowed in before the new tariff kicks in. Canada and Mexico are exempt because of the North American Free Trade Agreement. Argentina, India, and most developing nations will also be exempt. On the other hand, the tariffs will hit the countries that American steel producers have complained about the most. Attorney Thomas Howell represents some of the largest U.S. steelmakers. He says some of these countries subsidize their industries so heavily that it's been impossible for U.S. companies to compete.
In China, for example, the state-owned mills were relieved of $11 billion of debt in the last several years. What it means is that on Monday, a mill could owe the government bank $2 or $3 billion. On Tuesday, it would owe the bank nothing.
The tariffs will certainly rile U.S. allies, including the European Union. The Europeans have hinted that they will retaliate, and that could end up costing U.S. exporters a lot of money. Brink Lindsey of the Cato Institute says President Bush's free trade agenda is now in trouble.
I think for the next several years, every single time the U.S. asks any other country to do anything difficult in the name of open markets, the steel decision is going to be thrown right back in the U.S.'s face. And so we will be paying for this decision for years to come.
Lindsey argues that for every steel-producing job in the U.S., there are 50 jobs in steel-consuming industries. And he predicts that these industries will face higher prices as a result of today's decision. But Bush administration officials, including Zoellick, contend that the damage will be minimal. They say if the government wants the American people to support free trade, it must use the tools it has to protect the industries and workers battered by imports. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.